Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani demands Pakistan crack down on the Taliban. Ghani is accusing Pakistan of fostering a recent spike in insurgent attacks in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's criticism follows a series of attacks in Kabul during the past week, including Monday's suicide car bombing near the city's international airport. The violence has killed dozens of people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks. During televised remarks, Mr. Ghani alleges Pakistan remains a venue and ground from which messages of war are being sent to Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Two women are suspected in an assault on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. One was injured in a gunfight with police and is in custody. A second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party front claimed responsibility. Earlier, a bomb exploded at a police station in another section of Istanbul. Two suicide bombings in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens late Monday. One attack happened near the provincial capital, Baquba, and a car bomb exploded in a marketplace. A second car bomb blew up at a checkpoint east of the city. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on the route for a pipeline that will carry crude oil from Uganda to the Kenyan coast. The pipeline will run for about 1,500 kilometers. The decision was announced Monday after talks between Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. This is VOA News. Police in eastern India say a stampede Monday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10 people and injured 15. Authorities said the incident happened as thousands of people took part in a religious festival in Jharkhand state. A U.S. media outlet is reporting that Chinese hackers have been accessing the private emails of top U.S. administration officials since at least 2010. NBC News cited a U.S. intelligence official and a top-secret National Security Agency briefing. The official was cited as saying that the private emails of all top national security and trade officials were targeted and said the email hacking is still going on. Officials in the central U.S. state of Missouri declared a state of emergency Monday in the racially troubled city of Ferguson. Violence erupted there during a protest marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of a black shoplifting suspect by a white police officer. A friend of the dead man shot at police during Monday's demonstration. He was wounded when officers returned fire and is reported in critical condition. Prosecutors have filed 10 charges against the 18-year-old suspect. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian says a verdict in the reporter's espionage trial in Iran could come within a week. A court in Tehran held its final closed-door hearing in the case on Monday. Activists gathered on Capitol Hill in Washington Monday to plead for more U.S. engagement in efforts to suppress the Lord's Resistance Army in East Africa and capture its leader, Joseph Kony. Mariama Diallo has more.
This is the time to double the efforts against the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda, human rights activists told the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission on Monday. Paul Ronan is the project director at the Resolve LRA Crisis Initiative.
Today, thanks in large part to the military operations and the defection campaigns that are supported by U.S. troops in the field, there's only about 190 to 200 troops left.
The LRA is accused of being responsible for thousands of civilians' death and the kidnapping of tens of thousands of children. Mariama Diallo, Washington.
Swedish police say two people were killed and one seriously injured in a knife attack Monday at an IKEA store in Sweden. One man is in custody in connection with the slayings in the city of Asteras. Fighting between government forces and separatists intensified in eastern Ukraine on Monday. Ukraine's president is ordering his foreign minister to hold urgent talks with his counterparts from Germany, France, and Russia about the escalating violence. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.